Yes, thank you. I'll be brief, but there are examples under different procedural regimes. I think in the Chemical Weapons Convention negotiations was conducted in the CD, and therefore was under the rule of consensus, which makes the dynamic quite different from if you have the ordinary Vienna Convention rule on two-thirds majority. In the processes on anti-personnel landmines and cluster munitions, definitions were, as I said, one of the last features of those treaties to fall into place during the diplomatic conferences. And that was, of course, because this was really the issue. We knew the definition more or less of an anti-personnel mine, but the question was, what would the exceptions look like? And therefore, the definition at the end of the day. Also, with regard to cluster munitions, the definition discussions went on to the very last moment. Here, the question was, to what different categories of weapons would be categorized as cluster munitions and therefore prohibited. But of course, at the outset of negotiations, one had an idea, of course, of what was to be the object of negotiations, but the more specific negotiations and the extent of what the definitions would cover at the end of the day were not finalized until very late in the diplomatic conferences.